Hello there, it's Monday, September 5th. I'm Ben Robinson with your latest daily update of the week from Suffolk News. First on today's podcast, a man has pleaded guilty to assaulting a woman in Bury St Edmunds on New Year's Day. 24-year-old Harry McMenamin of Crix Row in West Row had been due to face trial for an incident on January 1st this year, but pleaded guilty to a charge of assault occasioning actual bodily harm. A sentencing date has been set for October 20th. Recorder Richard Kelly described it as an incident of extremely serious incident and told McMenamin the prospect of a jail sentence was very real. Meanwhile, in national news, Liz Truss has been named as the leader of the Conservative Party, meaning she'll become the next Prime Minister. The South West Norfolk MP, who represents constituents in Thetford, beat Rishi Sunak by over 20,000 votes to take over as party leader. She will officially become Prime Minister tomorrow when she meets the Queen at Balmoral. A man has been charged in connection with two post office robberies in Suffolk. Alan Loveridge, 56, of No Fixed Abode, was charged on Friday with the robbery of Clare Post Office on August 3rd and Claydon One Stop Store and Post Office on August 25th. It followed an arrest made in Norfolk on September 1st. A Suffolk climate activist is one of three people who have ended their occupation of a tunnel dug beneath an Essex road after 13 days. Samuel Johnson, 39, was one of just three Just Stop Oil protesters protesting against what they see as government inaction over the climate crisis. The tunnellers, who voluntarily left the tunnel at around 3:45 p.m. on Sunday, and demanded that the government ends the new oil and gas projects in the UK. Also on the website today, we have the news of a motorcyclist who was caught travelling at 147 miles per hour on the A14, as well as a happy ending for a horse which was rescued from a swimming pool. That's all for today. Don't forget to follow Suffolk News on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Plus you can subscribe to the IM News app. Just head to suffolknews.co.uk/subscribe.